Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Whether it's homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, get it all at geico.com. A little adjustment to the schedule, but it's a good one. Instead of doing our picks here, we will chat with Kirk Herbstreit, who is here, part of ESPN's Game Day crew, former quarterback for the Buckeyes, and he's been a staple with ESPN for years. They do a great job. You guys have a you guys have way too much fun, man.
We do.
You have a blast. What's up, Kirk? How are you?
How are you guys?
Good, buddy. Good. This is a different, totally different Game Day vibe.
It is.
You enjoy it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every year you look forward to this game. It's just different. It's Army and Navy, when they get together, it's option football. It's hard hitting. There's no trash talking. It's throwback. It's the way the game. It's kind of a reminder of the way the game used to be played.
Yep.
I personally like to see hard hitting, and I don't like to see guys standing over top of each other and taunting, especially in the college game.
Mm-hmm.
And so I enjoy it every single year. And like I said, I love watching that option. That
right.
Old school
triple option.
Yeah,
man. Triple option. You see the small linemen. They beat each other up.
They do.
And Army and Navy do this.
Army gave Oklahoma all they could handle.
Yeah, seven points. You're right. 28-21.
When you look at this Army team and the fact that they're 9-2, they lost to Duke early and then they lost to Oklahoma. Those are only losses on the season, and they do all these like reverses and trick plays and things of that nature. Some of this scheme, in a sense, is what a lot of other college teams do. It looks different, but it's the same kind of concepts. I mean, this is football, but it's also modern football. It's old school football, but it's also modern football.
It is. I mean, I think most people, when they equate college football, they think of big scoring. They think of 70 passes a game. And like I said, you look at the numbers, you can see, obviously, Army's had a much better year. But they both, I mean, Jeff Monken left Navy staff to take that blueprint to West Point. And so these guys, it's like a mirror of one another on both sides of the football. And Navy dominated this thing. I think it was like 14 straight.
Yeah, they crushed them.
Yeah, I mean, it was like every time we'd come into Philly or Baltimore, it was like, okay, can Army win?
more like, can Army even make it a game?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Wow, that's traitorous.
Yeah.
I know.
I forgot that. I didn't think about that.
It was dominant. Coach Ken had it rolling, and now, like I said, Coach Monken brings that same system to West Point, and now they've got the mojo and they've got the confidence, and I think they've got a quarterback in the running game that really makes it work. But you're right. Different way of attacking, but same philosophies, just doing it by running the football and running triple option.
All right, Kirk, let's jump around a little bit. Kirk Herbstreit is with us. He's on set, ESPN's Game Day, former quarterback at Ohio State. Obviously, we'll throw a couple of Buckeye things by you. Can you please inform my partner? Because we've been back and forth on this Harbaugh stuff for
Chris Carter don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Not about if he's going to leave. In my opinion, all right, and I love Harbaugh, he failed, period. He didn't beat your school. He's not in the championship. It's year four. He's getting $9 million a season. I know that that's a blunt assessment, but am I wrong? He has not delivered yet.
We're a couple players, you know. I don't look at.
No, you're an analyst. You're not a player.
I know, but I don't look at it as a failure. Like you might say,
it's gonna be 11-2, man.
You might say that he didn't beat Ohio State, so it's a failure. I look at it like, They are still a team that I think is close to getting to where they want to be. They have to continue to adjust. Like their scheme defensively, it's old school Mickey Andrews. Yep. They play man to man every snap. You don't ever see that in college football.
No.
Well, it works in about 10 or 11 of the games that they play, and then they run into Dwayne Haskins and an offensive line that can protect and a lot of crossing routes with a lot of speed.
Yep.
And Ohio State looked like an NFL team just throwing it around. I just can't look at Harbaugh and say, what are they going to, 11-2?
Yeah. They got to play Florida.
If they beat Florida.
If they beat Florida.
They'll be
that's 11-2 and a New Year's Six bowl win. So I'm not saying all is well.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
BT's over here acting like he's a Detroit, like Michigan, like he's a Michigan fan.
Kirk,
over here.
Let me take it a step.
Failure, you stink, Harbaugh.
And by the way, I love Jim Harbaugh. I'm just calling for what it is, and I think Michigan fans agree with me. When Coach Day, when he had his presser the other day, he said, "I'm here for one reason." To win the rivalry game and to win a championship. Now, in 3 or 4 years, if he's 0-3 or 0-4 against the rival, is it a success? The answer is
no. I can tell you because I lived that. I lived that at Ohio State. John Cooper, I think his record when he was there was like 2-13-1 or something. They gave him a long time to go out there. He could not beat Michigan. He would have teams. He'd have 5 first-round draft picks. Yeah. Couldn't beat. It was like a helmet game. They would try so hard and try. It was like they pressed when they got into that game. And I think with Michigan, they have to avoid getting into Ohio State and making it feel like that. Ryan Day, by the way, you guys probably know him. I mean,
I have not met him. I was going to ask your opinion on him.
Who is he?
New Hampshire guy. Played it at New Hampshire.
Yeah, Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly guy. Was at Philly with Chip Kelly as an OC. So it has some NFL background. Went to Ohio State because Urban talked to Chip. Chip said, "You're going to love him." When Tom Herman left and he took over as the offensive coordinator, and then obviously Urban had some issues. Ryan Day takes over those first 3 games. Ohio State is humming along.
I love how Buck positioned that. Urban had some issues.
Yeah.
Smoothed over. Yeah, well, I wasn't smoothing him over.
Well, he's one of your best. You guys are really tough.
Yeah, I'm not his best friend, but I know him very well. Yep. But obviously had some stuff going on. Ryan Day stepped in and did an incredible job, and I think it was a no-brainer. Urban, I think, for the last 5 weeks knew what he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Gene Smith clearly knew as well. I mean, he made a move immediately.
Yeah, they were lucky because he passed his audition, so
Brian, exactly.
It's Kirk Herbstreit with us on Set, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right, I did the Big Ten Championship with Compass Media, and I watched Dwayne Haskins, and the kid is big, he's strong, he makes all the throws in the zone against man. We obviously saw that against Michigan as well. Does he stay? Because if he doesn't, it makes it so much harder on Ryan Day in his inaugural season as the actual guy. Does he stay or does he go?
You know how college kids are. People get into their ear and they talk to them a little bit about, hey, you could be a first rounder. Depends on how he's wired. I don't know him well enough.
Do you think he is a first-round talent?
I think he has, because of the quick release and the accuracy and the way the college game is filtering into the NFL game, I think if he went to the right system, he could have a lot of success. I think he needs another year, not just saying that as an Ohio State guy. I think he needs another year to continue to get a firm grasp of reading, processing, delivering the ball, having an answer from A, B to C. He can still grow in that area. I think Sam Darnold would have benefited from another year of being able to process coverage and come off of that primary receiver. So I think he could benefit, but it wouldn't shock me the way these college guys are in such a rush to get to the NFL and to get that money.
A lot of money.
I get that there's a lot of money, but I also think at that position – it's better to continue to refine your skills so when you get to that league.
You get that second contract.
Yeah, you're ready to step in and play well.
That second contract nowadays is $100 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Kurt, let me ask you this. Not who do you think is going to win. Who should win the Heisman Trophy?
It's the hardest year that I've had to vote in a long time. Tua was, for 8, 9, 10 weeks, it was – just Tua and everybody else.
Yep. You didn't vote early, did you?
No, I waited until all the games were played.
I think I read like 12% voted before the championship week. And I was like, what the hell are you doing?
That could determine it, by the way.
Well, that 12% will have Tua, you got to think,
of course,
number one.
That's true.
I think he opened the door, and Kyler Murray, I mean, he put up numbers we've never seen in Power 5.
He's going to win.
Over 300 and over 60 per game throwing and running. So I think Murray could potentially get in there and sneak out of there with the win.
Do you think he's making a mistake? Because he's not a big kid. But could he be an NFL quarterback?
I mean, how about the way the Rams are playing, the Chiefs are playing?
Yeah.
I mean, that style of offense.
That's exactly what he does.
Perfect.
Play baseball.
Well, I mean, I was talking to him yesterday in Atlanta about his future. And I still think there's something deep down in him that wants to maybe try to –
he's going to
play a little bit of Bo.
He can't Bo Jackson.
I know. Not at that position.
Not at that position.
But I think it's hard for him. It's not as easy for him to just say, I'm a top 10 pick. I'm ready to go play for the A's. Obviously, that's his future. But I still think there's part of him that just it's not as easy as just being like, okay, I'm done with football. I think there's a lure there to still want to play.
Especially because there were so many questions. Like, can he actually replace a Heisman Trophy winner And you know what?
That's
he
hard.
He actually had a better season than Baker did. Which is nuts.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. And Baker was the number one overall pick. Yeah, and now he's just like, all right, done. I'm done with baseball. I'm done with football.
I'm going to go hit a baseball.
Yeah. Which is harder, and probably, for him.
Try to hit that exploding slider.
What a natural athlete.
Oh, that's great. Oh, look at him. He got, I think he got $4 million signing bonus to play for the A's. Kirk, you mentioned before that this is one of the toughest, or maybe even the toughest Heisman vote that you've had in a long time. What's comparable? Take us back to a year where, I know, I'm putting you on the spot. There's so many names, so many years. Anything jump out where you're like, man, this one's going down to the wire, and I don't know who I'm picking until
I actually pick that guy. The obvious one that I think back to was with Vince Young and Reggie Bush.
Yeah. That's a good one.
When everybody was waiting to see who would win. What I found interesting is they played each other that year in the championship.
Oh, yeah.
So a month earlier in New York, they announced that Vince Young would lose to Reggie Bush. And we hear later how much that motivated
Same thing's gonna happen.
Texas team. Now here we are again. These guys are probably going to finish again 1-2.
Yeah. Yep.
And whoever wins, you could say whatever you want. It's not a big deal. The defense gets so fired up about their guy losing.
That's
so keep that in mind.
That's good.
You know, when you get ready to watch that Orange Bowl.
Yeah, right, so when I get ready to bet, I'll remember that.
Yeah, there you go. Taking notes.
Trust me, I do. They're up here. Kirk Herbstreit with us here on Tiki.
Yeah, last question before we let you go, because we got to wrap here. Tua had surgery, whatever it was.
Isn't that bizarre?
Like
high ankle sprain?
How can he play?
It's a new procedure on a high ankle sprain that they're doing, and it's sometimes more effective with certain guys than others. We'll see if it takes with him, if it works. It's allegedly, instead of 4 to 6, it takes you down to 2. So
you saw him though, right? Yesterday.
I did. I mean, he was in a boot, in a scooter. I mean, I hope he's able to play, but Jalen Hurts better stay healthy and ready to go.
He also has jacked up ankle.
He does.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Hey, real fast, because you're with ESPN, and they don't let you out of jail too often. So I'm going to maximize a little time here. So he said last question. It's not. Let's take the horseshoe out of it. Give me your three best college venues.
When it's sold out and it's like number 2 against number 5, everything's best case scenario.
Yep. LSU's got to be
LSU on that, right? At night has to be. If you've never been to LSU at night and they're playing Alabama, go to that scene.
Or Georgia.
The Penn State whiteout.
The whiteout,
is incredible venue, especially when both teams are ranked. And the last one is a curveball, Autzen Stadium out in Eugene.
Oh, wow.
I would say it's not the biggest, but the way it's shaped, it is so loud.
Yeah,
it's as loud as any venue I've ever been to.
CenturyLink, probably, in the NFL. The Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's the way it's curved down.
The acoustics are crazy.
It's crazy.
Usually you think of the Pac-12, you don't think of crazy fans, but there in Eugene, they're nuts.
You think Herm's going to get it going for the Sun Devils?
No, he kind of surprised people this year.
They almost beat Stanford on that Thursday night. I saw that.
He's headed to a bowl game. I think a lot of people thought he would struggle, but
His staff.
Yeah.
He's got some good advisors there.
Yeah, Antonio, I think a lot of people do.
Antonio Pierce is his recruiting coordinator. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
And the linebacker.
Yeah. So you get to go and have a good time with Pierce?
His son, by the way.
He'll sign kids.
His son, by the way, Boise State's a really good player.
APs?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Really good player.
I got to keep an eye out for him.
Yeah.
You remember Howard Cross? Howard Cross?
Yeah.
Gatorade, his son, the third. Howard the third? Mm-hmm. Gatorade Player of the Year in New Jersey.
Oh, great.
Going to Notre Dame next year.
Look at you.
You know what that means? That means we're getting old, man. I tell you, you kind of look the same. My wife. My wife's a big fan. I say we watch. You know, usually you're on every Sunday. Kids run around doing.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at Herbie. He's still looking good.
I'm trying,
like, he still looks good.
I'm trying.
Not as good as her husband.
No, you're the man.
Good to see you, brother.
Yeah, great seeing you. Appreciate it. Great seeing you.
Thank you, man. Thank you,
bro.
You got it,
man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.